Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sands. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. And every evening about midnight he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Bays, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, oh, yo, which is Aramaic for whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho ho. There she was, friends and neighbors laying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate, a bowl of chitterlings, two bananas, three Hershey bars, and sipping on an ROC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading Mad Magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab walk up to her and he say, oh yeah, 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 oh 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 yeah. Which is Aramaic for, let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. And she say, crazy, baby. All of a sudden the Sultan walked in. Ahab knew that this was the end. Him and Fatima was caught by surprise, and the Sultan had fire flashing out of his eyes. Well, the Sultan charged at Ahab, intending to make a dent in his head. But he fled with Fatima, and out of the tent they went. They jumped on Clyde and started to ride, cutting out across the sand, with the Sultan's whole army in hot pursuit. On and on they ran. Well, to make a long story short, they got away, cause they want no animal alive what could keep up with Clyde once he got started, cause he would have swift his steed on the old desert baby. And they made it across the border where Ahab popped all his rubies and emeralds, and they bought him a swanging little split-level pad and lived happy ever after. Yeah, and that's the story about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand.
All right. Evidently, you could not hear me, right?
No, but I can now.
Well, I'm on my phone now, honey. Of course you can.
Okay, I knew you probably were.
When the music stopped, if you don't hear me after 30 seconds, you need to say, can't hear you, Jenny.
Oh,
this
okay.
I'll know. You can't, because
okay.
I sit here for 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Can you hear me? Sue, are you listening? Can you hear me? And then I figure out if I'm getting answered, you probably can't hear me, so I call in. But if we can do it faster than that, that would be better. So
yes,
you
ma'am.
Know,
yes,
it is
ma'am,
what it
I got
is.
You.
It's just, you know, if you're here when the show starts, that's a big help to right after the song ends, if you can't hear me, go ahead and say, I can't hear you, girl.
Okay.
Get your head out of your butt and call in.
God, that's a horrible thought.
Yeah, but sometimes it's appropriate. You never know. Anyway, we got it now. I've called in. You can hear me. We're good now. We're fine. We're ready to rock and roll. You ready? I don't know who's here, who isn't here, but, you know, if you're here, welcome. I hope you love rock and roll because that's where we're going today, and we've got some goodies lined up. Some of it's soft rock, classic rock. Some of it's not so soft. I'm going to do some Hollywood Vampires, some Led Zeppelin, you know. So, hey, just take it and run with it, guys. It's like the quote I have posted on the show screen here says, and you guys can see it on the link. It's right there. It says, music is something that makes you gotta move, either inside or outside. So rock and roll does that in spades. You cannot be still. Either your insides are jumping and you're too shy to move. That happens. It does happen.
Uh-huh.
Or you're just your chair bopping. I did that a lot when I worked at the radio station. Chair dance all the time. I do it when I'm on the radio because I'm connected by, well, usually I'm connected by headphones. So I can't get up and move around and rock and roll. But if you move. It's okay. Do it. Go for it. There you go. All right. Right now, I'm going to do something just fun since we started out with Ahab the Arab. That was Ray Stevens, by the way. We're going to go to the Coasters and play Charlie Brown. That's another one of my 60s fun stuff.
Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Everybody always picking on me. That's him on his knee. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Who's always writing on the wall? Everybody always picking on me.
Now, we think of the Coasters as a 50s group, but obviously they were a 60s group. Excuse me. Anyway, I had, when that was playing, I had something pop into my head that said, there's a song about popcorn. And I have absolutely no idea where it came from or what song I thought of. I do not know. I'm going, popcorn? What? If you think of it, let me know, because I have no clue at this point.
Okay.
Popcorn? What the hey is that all about? Anyway, all right, it's probably some silly little 60s song. I mean, you know, they were doing funny stuff like that. Anyway, this isn't a funny song. This is a good song. It's by the Doobie Brothers, and it's China Grove.
Yeah.
I love it. That's the kind of music that played in my house for years and years when I was married. That was the music that was in there, that kind of music. And you couldn't be sad. You couldn't be bored because you had this music going on all the time, albeit that the amplifier for the guitar just kind of sat in the corner and didn't do nothing because he got lazy. But, hey, you know, we played music, so okay by me.
Mm.
All right. Here is Jay and the Americans. Now, I never saw Jay and the Americans as a country band. They are not a country band, weren't a country band, but they did this song that did get played on country stations.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 70s and 80s, we were calling this crossover music because it could go, you know, AC/DC, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Everybody's happy. Go with it. So here's Jay and the Americans. Come a little bit closer.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border. He was just sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew I should leave when I heard her say, hey, come a little bit closer.
Good stuff rolling out today, guys. You got to hang around and listen to this. Go and grab your neighbors or turn the music up real loud and open your windows. Sit on the front porch and whatever you need to do, but get everybody in the neighborhood going with it. Hey, you know what? They're going to thank you because it's so much fun. Well, the diehard country fans might not thank you. But that's all right. You know, expose them to something different. You need exposure to different things. You know, it'll be okay. Honest, it'll be okay. Just don't turn it up so loud that they call the cops on you. All right. Well, I am still holding out hope, guys. I had somebody come and look at the house and on Tuesday, and they did tell my realtor that they really liked it. We haven't heard anything else. We don't know if they're deciding not to or if they're trying to get financing and going to go for it. We don't know what's happening aside from the fact that they really liked it. And he did ask me a bunch of questions. He wanted to know how big the water heater was. He wanted to know where the septic tank was. He looked and says, oh, we could take this piece of skirting off and have a storage shed under the house. And yeah, hey, that was my plan, but I just didn't quite get there. So... Who knows? Maybe it'll happen. We'll see.
Oh, good luck.
Honey, it would be so sweet. Because if it happened now, I'd be moving. By the end of June, I would be moving. I could deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I really could deal with that. So, I got my fingers crossed. I can't cross my eyes because it gives me a headache. But I got my ankles crossed and my fingers crossed. So, that'll work out okay. All right. You guys, you remember Sly and the Family Stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, they are right up there with Santana as far as the epitome. Well, and ZZ Top and Led Zeppelin, and, you know, as rock and roll. Uh-huh, rock and roll. Now, these guys put a little bit of a twist on it because everybody plays. Frachi, quit. The rug isn't going anywhere, honey. You can't dig it up and take it with you. I'm sorry. It just doesn't move. Okay? It's all right. It's all right. Go get something to chew on. You'll be fine. Anyway. Everybody in this, I mean, there's like 10 people in this band, and everybody plays an instrument. And back in the 60s, everybody was a family member.
Uh-huh.
Either brothers, sisters, cousins, they were part of the same family. I don't know if it has stayed that way throughout the time that they were performing, but I thought it was pretty cool when they did that, because everybody played an instrument. Everybody. And they had a woman horn player. How cool is that? Awesome. So anyway, here is Sly and the Family Stone with Dance to the Music. Awesome. And then I think those horn players are women. Whoa. So cool. I loved it. That didn't happen back in the 60s. It just wasn't going on. But yeah, they did it. All right, here is the Four Seasons. And you guys are going to recognize this song. But this is the Four Seasons, okay? with Oh What a Night. Frankie Valli, who could go into heaven with his voice. No man has a right to be able to sing that high. He did it all the time. It was amazing to me. Oh, well. That's one reason I listen to them is because I could not believe a man could sing that high. But, you know, he's not the only one anymore. I have heard others. But he was the first I ever heard, and it just amazed me. It was fantastic. All right, here is a song that I have only learned the last couple of months, okay, or learned of the last couple of months. It's Chloe Adams, and I heard it attached to some videos on TikTok, okay, some Johnny Depp videos, to be specific. So you're not thinking I'm watching something that really oughtn't to be there, okay? But I love this song. It's just so, you know. So here you go. It's called, okay, to let you know, it's called Dirty Thoughts.
I get dirty thoughts about you. They get worse when I'm without you. Does that mean that I'm going to hell? Or are you thinking
gotta love it. You gotta love it. I gotta love it.
Never
I don't know about you
before.
Guys. I gotta love it. Isn't that awesome? I like that.
I've never heard it.
Okay. I know. I heard it on TikTok videos with Johnny Depp videos. And I don't know where they found it, but I'm glad they did because I like that song. Makes me happy. Okay. Now I'm going to slow things down so I can breathe again. And here's the Bellamy Brothers. Do you love as good as you look?
Long blonde hair, sky blue eyes. Yeah, that well-bred look is easy to recognize. Tailor dress, it fits so fine. And it adds up to the question on my mind.
make a dirty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, did they call a bobcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat? Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
I don't know quite what's going on with that, but we'll say okay. Not a whole lot more I can do. It wasn't like that when I recorded it this morning, so I don't know what's going on with it. Mm-hmm. But are you still there, Sue? Okay, there you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Hollywood Vampires now. I told somebody that was coming up, so it's coming up, and I'm going to do a whole lot of love.
Yeah!
Led Zeppelin finished that. These guys didn't finish it. Anyway, okay. was it Led Zeppelin? I don't remember. If I'm playing Led Zeppelin next. That just got into my head. Never mind. Anyway, I really miss having the band and guitar players in my house playing and practicing and putting stuff together. I miss that so bad. I really do miss that. That's about the only thing I miss about being married to that man, but I do miss that.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. At least there's a good memory. I mean, you know, that's important for all those years, you know. So, hey, next. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
Makes me want
that's got to be an expensive stairway, man. Can you imagine what it takes to build that? Good grief.
Yeah, really. It would be.
I think of that almost every time I hear that song. It's like, oh, man, why would you do that, huh? Why would you do that? Anyway, okay. you guys all remember that Jeff Beck started in 1964 with the Yardbirds. And they were a British band, so part of the British invasion thing that all started with the Beatles and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was dang good in 1964, all right? And he just got better. He just kept getting better until the day he died. He got better. And he was classed as one of the, well, I would class him as one of the top three guitar players in the world. That's my opinion, but I'm sticking to it. Okay. I put him there with Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix. And there are like three other ones that I could name, but those names come popping into my head right there. And Jeff Beck was right up there with the best. He was the best. And so here is talent, more talent in his little fingernail than most guitar players ever had. Here is something from the Yardbirds from 1968. Heart Full of Soul. And that was Jeff Beck on guitar. You know, the other guys were just incidental. Because they, you know, Jeff Beck wasn't a known solo artist back then. He was the guitar player with the Yardbirds. So it made a slightly different take on it, right? But it's kind of cool to know that when he started, who he started with, and when you hear these songs, you know who's playing that guitar. I love that. I mean, that's my thing, is to know that stuff. So anyway, here is Cream. Now, I've told you all before, Cream started out with the name Vanilla Cream. That was a soda fountain drink. It was a fudge. It candy cut stuff. But after a while, nobody ever called them vanilla cream. That was just too much to say. So they shortened it to cream. That's what everybody was calling them anyway, so they might as well shorten it. So they shortened it to cream. I'm not sure that was a whole lot better, but, hey, more identifiable, so it's all right. And here is from 1967. And, yes, I used to sing this. How? I don't know, but I did. I did. Sunshine of Your Love. It is impossible to not sing along when you know the song and you've sung it before. It just doesn't happen. So I'm glad my mic was off. You guys didn't have to suffer. So there you go. All right. I have a request here that I'm going to play now. It's not rocky, okay? It's more the mellow stuff. It's the mellow stuff. But I was asked if I would play this, please, and I said, sure. So here's the Bee Gees. How deep is your love?
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave.
Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to play one now that I did by Berlin. Hope you enjoy it. Take My Breath Away.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game. On this endless ocean, find watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, take my breath away. Take my breath away. Watching, I keep waiting still anticipating love. Never hesitating to become the fated one. Turning and returning to some secret place to hide. Watching in slow motion as you turn to me and say, my love, take my breath
There you go. The song from, I had that in my head, Top Gun. The song from Top Gun. It, oh, my gosh. My mind is definitely not a steel trap anymore since I quit working. It just kind of rusted away and went down the stream. Anyway, that was from Top Gun, and I love that song. I love that song. It's wonderful. And if you ever want somebody to look at you and really know that you love them, you either sing that song to them or play it for them, and they'll know. They'll know. That's what that song says. And they'll take my breath away. Oh, yeah. I hope you liked it. I love doing it, but it's one of my favorite songs, so that's okay. All right, here is The Who. And they're doing I Can See for Miles.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles. That I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that's as may be, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might be on clear day. Thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
All right, The Who. That was from 1960-something. 68, 69, 72. I don't remember, and I did not look it up. So, hey, you know, wing it. You guys curious enough? Google it. It'll tell you. I promise it will. So, all right. I'm on play. This is Trace Adkins, and this song just makes me laugh. Because it reminds me of the days when the band was playing in the bars. And this really went on all the time. I swear to you, it did. Here is Honky Tonk Badonky Donk.
Oh.
Turn it up, song. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud, she might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, left, right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10.
10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk. But donkey tonk, keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, he shuts my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but Donkey Kong.
That song makes me laugh every time I hear it. I love it. That stuff, I swear, that is a true life story. If you're a bar band, that will happen. Something like that will happen almost every night. I guarantee it. And it was so hilarious. You know, you just, I was with the band, so I just kind of sat back in the corner and watched. And oh my goodness, the stuff I saw. And there was only, I think, two of the band members that were married.
Mm-hmm.
So the other two guys and the gal were just kind of all gaga over stuff that was happening and people that would come in and how they were dressed, especially the guys over the women, the bass player especially. He was a player. I got such a kick out of watching these scenarios play out. It was so funny. It was so funny.
Uh-huh.
I miss that. I miss being able to see the stage and see out front the audience, things that are going on, because it was a show in itself. It was a show. You know what? You've seen the show. You're with the guys. You're with them every day. You hear their music all the time. It's great stuff. And you get to see them put it together, and you get to see them work out how to perform it and to learn the words and the riffs and all that. It's fantastic. I love it. Once they do that, it's time to watch the reactions. And if you can be in a place where you can see the audience and what they're doing, oh, my Lord, that'll tickle your funny bone no end. You'll keep your stomach muscles in shape just laughing. It's so entertaining. I swear to God, it's wonderful. I love it. Oh, I miss that. I do miss that. I really do miss that. All right, here we are with Deep Purple, a song called Hush. All right. Thanks for being with me for this rock and roll show. I hope it got your music bubbles boiling. And I'll see you Sunday for the one-hour gospel show. Please come and listen because it'll lift your spirits and get you happy. Go out and share your smiles now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. I'll see you all Sunday. Bye-bye.
Dream of you.